This is some live blasters. This should start things off okay. Keep on knocking, but you can't come here. I keep on knocking, but you can't come here. I keep on knocking, but you can't come here. Come back to my heart and try again. You said you love me and you can't come here. You said you love me and you can't come here. You said you love me and you can't come here. Come back to my heart and try again.
Yeah. coward's beer in his eyes. You know, I hope you get drafted. I hope you carry a gun. When you come back and with no arms or legs, then you can say war is fun. 'Cause you don't care what happens to me, as long as it don't happen to you. Yeah. As the war becomes a bomb factory, your attitude becomes fun. And it creates an atmosphere of war. Burn and die. You a political asshole. Hope you're the first to cry. 'Cause you don't care what happens to me, as long as it don't happen to you.
remains to be seen. But it's not a simple job saving Earth. So start with lip service, you know what it's worth. Time to clean up, the profits are high. Make a quick buck, let that BS fly. The only thing green is the color of their money. Politicians and businessmen on the bandwagon. They don't give a damn, they're liars and they're phony. The only thing green is the color of your money. They make it friendly, they make it clear. But the crop they leave will never disappear. It's good for the earth, it's good for the sky. Just count the cash, sell those lies. The only thing green is the color of their money. Politicians and businessmen on the bandwagon. They don't give a damn, they're liars and they're phony. The only thing green is the color of your money.
Off the area.
Two.
Secures the cooperation of local officials.
Three.
Obtains expert scientific assistance.
Four.
Evacuates all government employees.
Five.
And bombs aliens back to Stone.
Destruction.
This is a world of destruction.
race. Nationalities are fighting with each other. Why is this?
Because the system tells you. What is people in racist categories? Knowledge isn't what it used to be. Military tactics to control a nation. Who wants to be a president or king?
Nay.
But the nation is going to work against you. Nothing in your power that you can do. Yes, the world is headed for destruction. You and I know it. The Bible tells you. If we don't stop to look for a better life, the earth will be destroyed.
Hey, this is Kid Kook from San Fran.
Habe ich mir die Schönheit aufs Knie gesetzt. Und ich habe sie bitter gewonnen.
I couldn't make up a better way to go. And so, my brother, I say to you, thank you. I mean, I don't have to tell you, you know what you're doing. But it's worth it. It's worth it. There's decent people that's going through the pain and will keep going through the pain. And so, right now, let me introduce Dr. Lawrence. When he came back from.
There was a discussion in Nicaragua that the CIA was involved not only in Hassanfus mission, but in supplying all kind of resources to the Contras, and that they were financing the operation by bringing drugs into this country, into African American communities. And when we came back, we couldn't get any hearing at that time. It was so eerie, so strange. But God moves in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform, and truth crushed to the earth will rise again.
Why don't we talk about some nice things like birds and flowers and sleep, big sea, and fresh little candies and snow? I like it when snow gets all over my nose.
He said he lost too much already. Castillo was at yesterday's press conference in Washington, D.C. Here's his story.
Well, I'm glad that everybody's here today to, maybe for the first or second time, you'll hear my story. Let me tell you a little bit of who I am. I'm from Texas. I come from a very patriotic family. My father being a World War II veteran, being shot six times in the Philippines. I myself being a Vietnam veteran. And I started my career in the government, as you say, in Vietnam, when I saw a lot of my friends shooting heroin and overdosing on it. And that's when I decided that one day I would go to school and become a federal narcotics agent. I came out of Vietnam, went to school, became a police officer, worked a midnight shift from 11 to 7, and then I proceeded to go to school, graduate, and apply for the DEA. 1979, I was hired by the DEA. When I got hired, I was hoping I would go somewhere in South Texas where there's a lot of a Mexican-American community or so forth. I went to New York City. First guy from South Texas that was assigned to New York City. I was lost, scared, and but as they say in New York, you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. And I worked organized crime undercover in New York for 4 years. Lucchese family, Bonanno family. And I really enjoyed it. It educated me in a lot of sense of what our government, what the DEA was all about. It's the biggest office in the world. From there, I went to Peru, where I worked on cocaine labs. I was there for about a year and a half. From there, I went to Central America in October of 1985. Now, from October 1985 to 1990, I was assigned to Guatemala City, and we covered four countries. It was Belize, Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. When I arrived, my country attaché, Bob Stevia, told me, Cele, you're going to be covering El Salvador. But be careful. There's a covert operation being conducted by the White House, being run by Albert North, at Ilopango Airport. And we have received a lot of intelligence that the Contras are involved in narcotics trafficking. I said, how can it be that we're out here fighting the war on drugs while another arm of the government is sleeping with the cartels? So I proceeded to cover El Salvador. In the early part, January 14, as a matter of fact, 1986, the DC party in Guatemala won the Democratic election, and then Vice President George Bush arrived. We were at a cocktail party at the ambassador's residence, and he came up to me and says, so what is your job description here? And I told him I was a DEA agent conducting international narcotics investigations. And he says, and I'm also the agent that covers El Salvador. And there's something funny going on at Ilopango with the Contras. And he shook my hand, he smiled, and he walked away from me. I knew then that there was something going on, definitely, at Ilopango. That same day, he met with Oliver North and Adolfo Calero, head of the Contras, at what we call the bubble on the third floor of the U.S. Embassy. Earlier part of 86, again, I receive a cable from Sandy Gonzalez, the agent down in Costa Rica. He says, Cele, we got information that the Contras are flying cocaine into hangars 4 and 5 at Ilopango. Please check to see and verify for us. As it turned out, hangar 4 and 5 is owned and operated by the CIA, and it was run by Felix Rodriguez, a.k.a. Max Gomez. So I went to the ambassador, Edwin Corn. I said, Mr. Ambassador, the Contras are running dope at Ilopango. And he said, Cele, it's a covert operation. I don't like what's going on, but my hands are tied. I gotta play ball with them. I gotta do it. I'm sorry. I says, how, you know, I tried to explain to him, how can this happen? If then, why are we here for? So, When I arrived in El Salvador, I had an informant who worked at Ilopango. He did the flight plan. So I was able to document every pilot, okay, that was flying out of Ilopango. Dates, times, and so forth. Well, let me trace back a little bit, track back a little bit. I also kept a journal. I kept journals of everything I did with the DEA. So I started logging down the flights, times, dates, people, interviews, and so forth. So I started sending out cables to Washington. I started to tell my boss in Guatemala City, and of course he had to sign out on every report I had and every cable that went out to Washington. And he said, Cele, your career is going to end in Central America if you keep this up, because you're stepping on a White House operation, and they're not going to like this at all. I says, just looking for a job when I found this one. You know, and this is wrong, completely wrong, because, you know, I still have morals, and what they're doing is wrong. We lost Kike in 85 in Mexico. He was trying to stop the same thing I was trying to stop, and he got whacked. And the funny thing about it, listen to this. The people who killed Kike Camarena in Mexico, in Guadalajara, were all CIA informants. Okay?
First thing I want to say is I don't know why Dixon is saluting Deutsch's courage for coming here today when everybody knows this building's got hundreds of pigs, and there's pig behind the curtain, pigs all over the world. The trains are stopping. What courage are you talking about? This whole thing is orchestrated. This whole thing is orchestrated. Then they're going to say, oh, the public got to stay in their mind. We know that Deutsch's first point was that he understood the terrible pain that these drugs were inflicting. They also understood the terrible pain that the cops were inflicting on the villages in Nicaragua, where they were bombing the harbor, burning tenants, and they used the cops to destabilize Nicaragua, and they used the crap that they brought back to those things to destabilize South Central, to destabilize the youth here. Because ever since, and especially since the LA Rebellion in 1992, they know what these youth can do if they go revolutionary and direct against the system. And they're going to be beating up and beating down, brutalized by the system. All the drugs and torture mattress, punishment and abuse. We're the more going to open all the kids to the figure on breaking crack laws. We're going to make them all out of prison. We're going to do that. We're not going to get those jobs here today. We're going to need a revolution. We're going to be all the way. Really? Just
Say yeah. Stand in your listening room and push your furniture against the walls.
Murder for the money, yeah, murder every day. Murder every inch of the goddamn world. Murder in the morning, yeah, murder in the night. Murder every single moment of your godforsaken life.
Thank you. 1945, China was won by Mao Zedong. Chiang Kai-shek's army ran away, and they're waiting there in Thailand today, supported by the CIA, pushing junk down Thailand way. First they stole from the Mio tribes, up in the hills they started taking bribes. Then they sent their soldiers up to Shan, collecting opium to sell to the man. Pushing junk in Bangkok today, supported by the CIA. Brought their jam on mule trains down to Chiang Rai, that's a railroad town. Sold it next to Police Chief Brain, he took it to town on the choo-choo train. Trafficking dope to Bangkok all day, supported by the CIA. The policeman's name was Mr. Fow, he peddled dope, grand scale and how. Chief of the border, customs paid by Central Intelligence's U.S. aid. The whole operation, newspapers say, supported by the CIA. He got so sloppy and he peddled so loose, he busted himself and he cooked his own goose. Took the reward for an opium load, seizing his own whore, which same he resold. Big time pusher, a decade turned gray, a working for the CIA. The whole operation fell into chaos, till U.S. intelligence came into Laos. I tell you no lie, I'm a true American. Our big pusher there was Phumi Nosovan. All them princes in the power play, but Phumi was the man for the CIA. Tubi Lifong, he worked for the French. Big fat man liked to dine and to wench. Prince of the Mios, he grew black mud, till opium flowed through the land like a flood. Communists came and chased the French away, so Tubi took a job with the CIA. And his best friend, General Vang Pao, ran our Mio army like a sacred cow. Helicopter smugglers filled Longcheng bars in Zhangquan province on the Plain of Jars. It started in secret, they were fighting yesterday, clandestine secret army of the CIA. All through the 60s, the dope flew free through Tan Son Hut, Saigon to Marshall Key. Air America followed through, transporting confiture for President Hu. All these dealers were decades yesterday, the Indo-Chinese mob of the US CIA. Operation Haylift Officer William Colby saw Marshal Key fly opium, Mr. Mustard told me. Indochina desk, he was chief of dirty tricks. Hitchhiking with dope pushers was how he got his fix. Subsidizing traffickers to drive the Reds away, till Colby was the head of the whole world CIA. Subsidizing traffickers to drive the Reds away, till Colby was the head of the whole world CIA. More than a raging fire.
Christmas have an end. I want wars to have an end. I wish there was no such thing. I take a little bit of every peace song. I hear people talking about this. Yap, 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 yap. Peace, 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 no stealing. No cross out guns, yes, cross out guns. Do not cross out peace. I think wars are bad. We must stop those wars this very minute. If you don't, I'm gonna call the police. Wars, shocker, wars give you a shock.
Oh, well, come along with that big strong man up the center who needs your help again. You need a gas mask, some H2O, special place you get to go put down that Coke, that Big Mac. Let's go to Iraq. 3, 4, 5 cents that we're fighting for. This time we won't come back. The war with Iraq. 9, 10, 11, it's gonna be out of sight. The enemy knows how to put up a fight. We train them right. Run, Mom! Hop in the car, doesn't matter how close you are, your son does not need. He's still alive. It's better to have the gas to drive. Be the first one on your block to have your son come home in a Baghdad. 6, 7, 8. The press says it's just great. They're drinking Gatorade, eating cookies mommy made. 9, 10, 11, even them reserves are hot to go. Everybody wants to serve the nation whose president is on vacation. Reputation is a go-go. You tried to arm old Iran. For that they put you in the frying pan. You knew it was no crime. You were just ahead of your time. 11, 12, 15, good luck on our side. Condemned without a trial, we march up with a smile. 6, 7, 8, them peaceniks, they have such gall. They want a room tall, not even built the Iraq Memorial Wall.
Yeah. Uncle Sam! 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 Uncle Sam!
Uncle Sam! Uncle Sam! Uncle Sam! Uncle Sam! Uncle Sam! Uncle Sam! Uncle Sam! Uncle Sam! Uncle Sam! Uncle Sam! Uncle Sam! Uncle Sam! Uncle Sam! Uncle Sam! United Cemetery, them oil spills are such a chore. No cleanup after World War. 3, 4, 5 cents that we're fighting for. This time we won't come back to war with Iraq. 9, 10, 11, it's gonna be out of sight. The enemy knows how to put up a fight. We train them right.
Yes, some uncomplicated peoples still believe this myth. But here in the technical vastness of the future, we can guess that surely the past was very different.
Back in the days when the battles were...
good all ages show. A hair in the hole in my head. Too bad the scene is dead. The memories in the shadow. It's back in time again.
And that was Sonic Youth ending up a CIA mega mix. In honor of the resignation of the latest 2 to 3 term CIA director yesterday. And the tune by Sonic Youth was called Chapel Hill. It was from the Dirty album. Eugene Chadbourne did Feel Like I'm Fixin' to Die, Iraq. Obviously a reworking of the Country Joe and the Fish classic from the Vietnam era. Shockabilly did Nicaragua. From an album called Vietnam, Victim's Family on Alternative Tentacles did I'm Being Followed Around by the CIA from the Apocalicious album. Allen Ginsberg did CIA Dope Calypso from the first blues album. The Mekons before that with Brutal from Curse of the Mekons. A group called Morphine doing Murder for Money from the Like Swimming album. The Beatniks on Alternative Tentacles Records did CIA. We had a Circumstantial Happenstance in there. Before that, Time Zone with World Destruction, Drums and Tuba with a tune called The Metrics from the album Mostly Ape. Moving Targets did Changing Your Mind from the compilation called Bands That Could Be God. DOA did The Only Thing Green from Loggerheads. Before that, Butthole Surfers with Mexican Caravan. Agitpop did Martha from Back at the Plane of Jars. Dicks did I Hope You Get Drafted. X-Ray Specs did Obsessed With You, and we started with the Blasters and Keep On Knocking, a live version. It's 4:45 here on 40 Acres and a Clone Mule. Right here. Right where you're at. 40 Acres and a Clone Mule coming at you.